Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, here we are. It's Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be the day before Thanksgiving. Next Wednesday will be the... day before Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about some of the things that's not given to newlyweds or married couples. You know, when they're getting married in June and they travel to Hawaii or Mexico or, you know, do the honeymoon gig. The reality of the thing for most women, especially the women, is their first Thanksgiving dinner they have at their new home with the in-laws. They are going to be checking you out, and you better have your bird right. So with that being said, we're going to just jump into it. We're going to do a couple more shows this week about how to prepare Thanksgiving dinner, how to get other people involved in the Thanksgiving tradition, how to have family members bring side dishes, how the children can get involved in preparing the pies, the cakes, and cleaning up and doing the dishes and washing, you know, the dogs or the carpet, vacuuming, doing different things. And how can you get the men who are sitting there watching football to do something other than just hold up their legs when you're vacuuming? We have the first, your first turkey coming to you right now for beginners.
Ultra simple, it still guarantees you a magazine cover quality bird every time. So here we go. All right, I want you to take a large roasting pan or baking dish big enough to fit your turkey. And then the bottom, you're going to lay in one sliced up onion, one sliced up carrot, and one chopped up rib of celery. Just put it in the bottom. That's it. You're going to take your turkey and unwrap it, rinse it off. You see the paper towels? I want you to pat it nice and dry inside and out. Now, we're not going to mess around with any of the innards. This is just about roasting a turkey. So I cut off the tail. Sometimes that's cut off for you. It's just mostly fat. And then take out the bag of gizzards and the neck. And, of course, don't throw that away. You can check out our video about making gravy. But this video is not about that. This is just about the bird. All right, step one here. I'm going to take my seasoning mix. That'll be on the blog post. Basically just salt and pepper. And we're going to generously season the inside cavity. Okay, I guess that's redundant. There's no outside cavities. All right, so you're going to season the inside, and then I'm really going to have you do this for sure. There is nothing more grotesque and disturbing in the culinary world than those burnt turkey wingtips sticking up in the air. God, I hate those. So please fold your wings underneath like this. It will look better, it will sit flatter, and I personally will feel a lot better. All right, so our turkey's pretty much ready for the final steps. I'm going to have you melt a couple tablespoons of butter in a small saute pan. All right, use medium heat. And when the edges just start to turn golden, you see just a little color around the outside, then you're going to toss in a handful of sage and rosemary leaves. All right, once the herbs get tossed in, I want you to cook it in that hot butter for 60 seconds. No more, no less. So we're basically just making a quick and easy herb butter. All right, turn off the heat, and then with tongs, I want you just to fish out the herbs themselves. All right, they're whole, so they're easy to grab. And you're just going to stick that inside the cavity. And while the turkey roasts, that will kind of scent things from the inside out. All right, we're going to tie the legs together. Just take some butcher string, or you can always use dental floss. True story. All right, but just tie the legs together just like that. Nothing fancy. All right, I'm on to my next step, which is my favorite, because I get to paint a turkey with butter. All right, come on. What part of that doesn't sound fun? So you're going to take that herb butter that we sizzled that sage and rosemary in, and we're going to paint the entire surface of the turkey, and that's really the secret to getting that amazing magazine cover look. All right, after that's covered, we're going to take our seasoning mix, our salt, pepper mix, and we're going to season the outside very generously. All right, so pretty much any exposed surface should have some salt and pepper on it. All right, don't be afraid to turn it to get the sides and those little crevices. And once it's seasoned, your work is done. Pop it in a 325-degree oven and don't do anything to it. No basting, no foil, no pricking, no nothing. Just let it cook. A rule of thumb, about 15 minutes per pound approximately, but you can't go by that. Use a thermometer. I think mine is done when the middle of the thigh registers about 170 to 175 degrees, and that's it. Some books and websites are going to say 175 to 180. All right, up to you. I like it a little lower than that. So mine was about 13 and a half pounds. All right, and took about 3.5 hours or so, approximately. Now, all those beautiful juices underneath the turkey, you're, of course, going to pour that into your gravy or make a gravy out of that. You can check out that video if you're not sure. Now, you want to let that rest 15, 20 minutes at least. So that's perfect. You can bring all the rest of the stuff to the table, reheat your side dishes and so forth. And then, listen to this. That beautiful brown skin, the meat still moist and tender. Now, I'm not saying it's bad to brine and smoke and fry and do all those other tricks. No problem. You can do that if you want. I'm not against all those fancy techniques. You just don't have to do them. And if you're just starting out, forget it. Just do this simple method. And then next year, maybe you try something a little more adventurous. I mean, come on, look at that. That is a magazine cover. You did that. I cannot believe you did that. Actually, I can totally believe you did that. Anyway, I hope that helps. I hope you have a great holiday. Go to foodwishes.com for all the final details and more information, as usual. And as always, enjoy.
All right, well, here's the thing. Hopefully that maybe helped you, newlyweds and the first-time cookers out there. Guys, let me just tell you. I was born in a restaurant, family business, convenience store, learn how to cook at an early age. Don't put your girl, who might be cover girl, but cannot cook, do not put her in that situation if your in-laws are so have the scrutability, if you will, to look at her to try to figure out and find a fault, you know, other than her beauty. And why you married her. If that's the case, you need to listen to this talk show, and you need to, cook turkey yourself. Anyway, whatever y'all doing in the bedroom, keep it going. Also, be able to let her know that you got her back in the kitchen, in the room, in the house. Need to be learning how to do some things. We're going to be talking a little bit here about not just this, but gravy.
When we last left our turkey, it was baking in the oven. And for the last hour or so, I'm going to pull off that foil and give it a little baste. Now, we don't know if basting really does anything. Studies have been inconclusive. But it is, traditional, so I like to do it. Also, we're going to strain our turkey stock that we started in episode 1. That's going to give us about 4 cups. And our turkey is now out of the oven, and we're ready to finish this. Look at that under-the-skin flavoring. So delicious. So we're going to loosely cover with some foil. And by the way, don't rush. Big turkey will stay warm with a little bit of foil on top of it for about 40 minutes. So you've got plenty of time to make this gravy. Are you going to spoon off or siphon off or pour off the juices from under the turkey? We're going to skim off the turkey fat, and we're going to put 2 of those tablespoons plus a tablespoon of butter in a saucepan along with some of the onions from underneath. So the onions are going to brown a little bit and kind of give the sauce a little deeper color, just a little touch there, and some sweetness. I'm going to add about 1/4 cup of flour, and we're going to cook this into a roux. Listen to me now and hear me later. If you want a thicker gravy, if you don't want to have to reduce your gravy, you can double the amount of butter, fat, and flour. Because I don't like a really thick gravy, and I also like to reduce my gravy. There's a lot of variables in this operation, the size of your pan, how much stock you ended up getting, and so forth. But for me, I'm going to go with about 3 tablespoons of fat and about 1/4 cup of flour. Once I cook that roux with the onions for about 5 minutes, I'm going to pour in the juices that I got from the roasting pan once I degreased it. And I'm also going to pour in that quart of turkey neck stock. We're going to bring that to a boil, turn it down to medium, and just let it simmer. And if you want, while it's cooking, you can skim off the foam and the fat that comes at the top. All right, now here's my one secret ingredient. I like to put about a teaspoon, just a little tiny bit, about a teaspoon of balsamic vinegar. To me, this balances the sweetness and the acidity, but you don't have to do that. I'm going to reduce that until it thickens up and is the texture I want. Mine reduced by almost 1/2. If you want to not have to reduce it, just put more flour and butter during the roux stage, and yours will thicken up before it reduces that far. So up to you. I like to reduce it because it gives it a, you know, a little richer flavor. Very important, do not salt this until you're finished, because if you salt it and end up reducing it more than you think, it's going to be too salty. Last but not least, I'm going to throw in some chopped sage, give it a little fresh kind of sage flavor there at the end. If you want to strain it, you strain it. If you don't, you don't. If you want it fancy, you want it country style, more homey, you can not strain it. And here, the money shot. Gravy drizzling over perfectly cooked, perfectly moist, perfectly delicious turkey. Look at that little herb under the skin. Unreal. This is so good. You can make this. I don't care if it's your first turkey ever. You can make this. I hope you enjoyed that. And definitely don't forget to try. Go check out the site if you're not already there. That's where the ingredients are and more info. And as always, have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy.
All right, well, we have gotten the turkey and the gravy. But what goes along with the turkey other than dressing? I have checked out and did a lot of Googling and did a lot of research outside of my family home. You know, and here's how you make the best cornbread dressing. Southern style. This is going to be short. You will be able to pass on these, and you know, recipes, and also to be actually officially welcomed into your in-laws' family once you do the turkey, the gravy, and the dressing. It's all over. Here it is.
Versus stuffing. Southern Mississippi dressing versus the Southern California stuffing. Hi, this is RJ, the Cook Like a Dad, and I'm here to show you some side dishes for this Thanksgiving, and I want you to decide which is the best side dish. Either my Southern Mississippi dressing recipe or my Southern California stuffing recipe. So come on with me, RJ, and let's get started with our shopping.
Okay, you're going to need 1 pound of cornbread, 5 biscuits shredded fine. You're going to need 4 cups of chicken broth, 1 cup celery chopped. You're going to need 2 teaspoons of thyme, sage, and black pepper. You need 1 cup chopped onions. You need 4 eggs, 2 boiled, 2 raw. Listen.
Cornbread for dressing, 1 cup.
Start with 1 cup of warm chicken broth in a large bowl. Let the mixture of cornbread and 1 cup of the chicken broth simmer and grow together. Time to chop biscuits, onions, and celery. Crumble 2 hard-boiled eggs. Add biscuits. Add onions. Chop fine. Add 2 raw eggs and mix well. Time to time. Add 3 more cups of chicken broth.
This is dressing. It's gravy-like, but this is the way they make it in the South. We're going to preheat an oven at 400 degrees, and we're going to set it in on a greased pan.
Degrees. Bake 1 hour. I smell it. I'm going to tell you one thing. You newlyweds, you need to understand one thing. I'm trying to help you get into the family. But that's what you need to know about how to get into the family. So you got your turkey, got your gravy, got your dressing. Grandmama looking at you kind of cross-eyed, got the glasses down, she got it down past the nose, nostrils. But then she said, well, what you got? You know, there's nothing. More important than how to kick them off the dining room table and put them into a coma until they wake up and want more. And when they come back into your kitchen and you look at them like they're strangers and say, excuse me, can I help you? And they say, oh, I mean, I was kind of wanting to get a little bit more of that turkey and dressing and that gravy. You tell them to get out your kitchen, tell them to sit down and watch a football game with your husband or your girlfriend or your wife, and tell them that you're going to bring in some sweet potato pie. Hush your mouth. Here it comes.
Nice them, and I pour them. A lot better for my Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody
gets
it all.
Sweet potato pie. He's going to kick them off.
My way is I pull them, I dice them, and I pour them. A lot better, but this is my way. I take my sweet potatoes, I cut them all up, peel them. I'm going to dice them. Once I get them all diced, I'm going to put them in water, and I'm going to let them boil until they're fork tender. Just like you're boiling your potatoes for a potato salad or mashed potatoes. And I started out with 5 to 6 medium-sized sweet potatoes. And that should give me 2 nice sides. We're waiting on our potatoes to boil. We got them boiling here. And once they are fork tender, see? Look at that. They're almost there. See that? See that? Just want them fork tender, enough for that blender to get through. I'm going to mix the ingredients, and then I'm going to use my blender to mix everything in. And so we want this really to be fork tender, and I'm back showing you how to complete these sweet potato pies. Remember, we peeled them, we diced them, we boiled them, and now we're waiting for the fork tender, and I think the time has come. There it is. That's really good right there. And we're going to strain these. We're going to get all the water out. Remember, we want all the water off because sweet potato pies, sweet potatoes, they hold water. Okay, so you want them to be really dry. But you know what? I got these pots here with hot handles. Let me get my drying towels. Should have had these ready. Sorry, you guys. Okay? But I don't want to get burned. And we'll take it over here. And you know what? Stand back because you'll get this really nice sauna. Really nice facial. You know, I think it's the only time I really get a facial. That's when I'm straining hot stuff. Okay, now that we got those strained, we're going to get the sink, you know. So you're going to let them sit for a while. And I let them sit until I'm sure they're all dry. And once we get back, I'm going to show you how to finish this off. We're going to add our ingredients. And we're going to pull out the blender, and we're going to finish it off. But before we do that, I'm going to show you a neat little trick with store-bought pie crust. I know I showed you how to peel them, how to boil them, how to strain them. And now we're going to mix all
the... Watch out, Newlywitz.
...blend this pie. We're going to get the filling over in the pie crust. We're going to get it in the oven, and we're going to get these pies cooking. But one thing I didn't show you guys... This is what I like to do. After the store-bought pies I showed you, I like a crisp crust pie. I like my pie crust to be really crispy. And there's a little trick to that. What I do is I line the pie crust with aluminum foil and take some dry beans, put them in here, place it in the oven on 425 for 15 minutes. And once it comes out the oven, you'll get this. And it's already crisped up. Okay, now we're going to get this mixing. Okay, I got 3 eggs, room temperature. So we're going to crack these eggs. And what I do is I beat the eggs first. So we're going to beat these eggs, 3 eggs, room temperatures. And don't forget, we're going to get 2 pies out of this. I use 2 pie crusts. I use 5 to 6 medium sweet potatoes. We're going to blend this. And I like to blend my eggs until they get real fluffy. I start on low speed and I keep it up a notch. Now, this is the hard part. not for me, but maybe for you.
Because
I can't tell you how much nutmeg or cinnamon you're going to add to this. But I like cinnamon, too. A lot of people might not put the cinnamon over in their sweet potato pies, but I do, but only because, you know what? It keeps it up. So what I do is I cover it with the cinnamon. I, you know, just cover it like that. And then I take my nutmeg and I cover it too. Now, you, of course, you want to use more nutmeg than cinnamon. So I'm using, I'm putting a lot more nutmeg than I did cinnamon. Okay, now we gotta stir, smash this. I want to just get it in there before I pick that blender up.
Oh, yes, we have some sweet potato pie going on. We got an individual, I think she's called in, I don't know, is she in Canada or somewhere in North Georgia? She knows about sweet potato pie from the promised land. Ooh. You can have your turkey and your dressing and your gravy, but it's not a sign-off signature. Thanksgiving without your cake or your sweet potato pie. I got somebody over here. She's gonna come on for a minute.
The flour and your cinnamon. Now, what you do is taste it, and if it's to your taste, you know, the sweetness, you know how much nutmeg you want in your pie. And it's all taste. You finish blending it. You get this texture here that I have. Okay. Then we're gonna pour it. Now we're gonna pour it into our pie shell. Okay. Start pouring it. Remember, my pie shell. I kind of like pre-bake them so they can be real crispy.
678. 886. You remember those sweet potato pies at the big house?
Hello?
Sweet potato pies.
Yes, sir. What about the potato pies?
Is that not the kickoff for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. That's the best kickoff for Thanksgiving. That's right. The sweet potato pies.
You had your turkey, you had your dressing, you had your gravy, you know, you had your sides.
Potato salad, collard greens.
But guess what? And the, yeah, collard greens, but guess what?
Sweet potato pie.
What did that sweet potato pie do?
Put you out, it's the sweet. That's right. Knock you out.
Well, anyway, thank you so much. I have Anastasia on. She's a cousin of mine, and she knows about how it was when we grew up. But moreover, what we're talking about, why we're going to listen to this.
We're going to bake them for approximately 45 minutes, okay? The middle of the rack, you know, center them.
Mm-hmm.
How many sweet potato pies did your grandma make?
5 minutes.
About 10. About 7 or 10.
Okay.
That's right. About
45 minutes.
Here's the happy talk right here. Watch.
Time to eat. I'm always my best taste tester. You know, I don't let anyone taste any of my food until I taste it. Look at that crust. Oh, it's crunchy. I know it's crunchy.
Oh! There you go.
Crunchy. Mmm. Wow. It's so good. My asshole.
Oh. Well, I wasn't expecting that. I ain't gonna go. What'd you just say? Jeez.
No. Ooh, Lord, it's coming down right out there.
Well, it's coming down a little bit, but anyway, just trying to tell you that here it is. We did a little show about the newlyweds who got married in June. You know what I'm trying to tell you?
Oh, Dana. Wow.
You know how it is. Oh, well, why did Tommy marry her? I heard she was a freak. Whatever. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you might get past, you know, the summer months. Oh, you went to Hawaii, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden y'all want to go in and invite, you know, the in-laws to Thanksgiving.
Right.
This
right.
is the first turkey, you know. That. Hey, listen, you can't get into a family unless you can show how to, what you can do. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Other than getting crazy in the bedroom, I'm saying, you know, oh, you pretty. Oh, look, she's just pretty. She can't cook. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're inviting your in-laws to Thanksgiving. Now it's on.
Yeah.
And this is what the show was about, is to show the newlyweds the first time turkey, you know, prepares the you know, the dressing, you know, the gravy, but the sweet potato is, that is going to be enough to send them out in your kitchen and your dining room and go over there and watch
that's
a football
right.
game. Let them pass out for a minute.
Lord.
Then when they come back in, you say, excuse me, can I help you?
That's right.
You say, do you have... another slice of that potato pie. Another slice of that turkey. You know what I'm saying? That's when you in the family. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Isn't that right, Anastasia? You ain't
yes,
in until you,
right.
you show what you can do as far as your crafts are concerned in every house, room.
That's right.
Not just the bedroom. And especially if you think you're pretty looking like yourself, you know.
That's
Now, what I want to ask you is, before we close out, is what can family members, come on, you know, Anastasia, what can we do to help grandmoms, you know, auntie, this Thanksgiving, you know, season, who are getting up in age, and they, you know, that they are, and they want it on themselves, but it's a lot of effort, it's a lot of hard work to, you know, to do all this for 25 to 50 to 100 people. What are some of the recommendations, Anastasia, that some of the cousins, some of the uncles, some of the, you know, brothers, some of the, you know, children can do to kind of eliminate, so they can, most important thing before I let you talk, is allow grandmama to be awake doing, you know, Thanksgiving dinner.
That's right. That's it.
After working 28 hours straight.
That's right.
So can you just say a few things? What? Let me just ask you this. What, you know, as we grew up, you know, on a plantation, what did we do to do, you know, kind of allocate, you feel me? Things for individuals to do, and guess what? If you're coming, hey, come. Y'all all welcome. Bring a dish, and guess what? It'd be, well, you know, ready to wash a dish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, help them clean that kitchen up afterwards when you when,
so, so,
when
so
you get through eating.
Can you say something about? But most importantly is, I'm gonna tell you, talking about the sweet potato pies and talking about the you know German chocolate cake from Mom used to make. You know, I used to help her.
Coconut,
you know,
cake.
It's a, you know, beat the, you know, get do some things around the kitchen to kind of help them. Can you give like two recommendations for young kids that maybe will get their, you know, first taste of how to cook and how to please people?
Go stand in that kitchen with your grandma
like
and
learn
in that kitchen. And see everything that she put in that cake and that sweet potato pie. Well, you can learn how to make it your own self when you get.
What
did
your mama tell you about Thanksgiving? Amen.
Give thanks. You gotta give thanks to everybody. It's a tradition.
She taught you how to you know make people smile.
How to cook. That's right. Make them smile. That's it. That's right.
Well, I want to say thank you all for listening to the show. This is, you know, we're going to do a little series for the next couple of weeks, next couple of days, excuse me, for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is to allocate things. Now, what can a husband do? What can, you know, is to advocate bringing a side dish. What would be a side dish that you would bring to my Thanksgiving?
A Thanksgiving? Side dish would like a potato salad, the collard greens, or the green beans, macaroni cheese. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's all on now, so y'all don't know nothing about
it. That's it?
Yeah, I have no clue.
That's right.
Who you talking to? Now, you know anything about those green bean casserole?
Oh, yeah, my auntie, my grandma, honey, yes. My dad's sister used to make them green. Who? Grandma used to make them casserole. That is the bomb. That is the bomb. You hear me?
With the onions?
That,
fried onions?
With, yes, yes. All the, mm-hmm. Yep.
So those are some of the things that could be done, you know, and you could actually do them this week, right, and freeze them, right?
Yeah, you can.
And these are some of the things that we're trying to say is that instead of you doing 25 hours of hard work for brownies.
Right, that's right.
Is to start, this is Wednesday.
Prepare it now. You can prepare,
Start it and get it prepped, right?
Prep it.
And allocate, side dishes to, two sisters or two nieces or nephew, And kind of get it all in check. And guess what? Let grandmama be awake to see the carving of the turkey.
Because it's
too many people coming from all over the country to share in the love of the family. And she is not there to enjoy your company.
We have
to say, Granny, we get this. Oh, hey, now listen.
Yeah.
One warning. Do not fry turkey. not underneath the, on the grill or on a deck, away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand.
Why?
No need to burn down the house.
That's it. No need to burn down the house. That's
but
right.
The thing is, we prepared the turkey, prepared the gravy, prepared the dressing, prepared the sweet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
prepared the side dressings, prepared a workout sheet for, the individuals who are going to be coming in and coming, to the location. And most people
mm-hmm.
they love to be part of the involvement. You feel me?
Yeah, they do.
There's nothing hard for you to ask for them to do. They are wanting more and more for you to say, can you help? Can you do this? And guess what? Hey,
mm-hmm.
can you cut a piece of that butter and put it in the,
Right,
oh, yes, I can.
Right.
So now they think they're part of the whole function.
Probably.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing I'm going to tell you is this, is that I want my sweet potato pie.
Potato pie.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't even know Anastasia. She just now come on. She's a bachelor woman. She's been on Broadway and all around the country, singer and everything. But she just don't want to be on my show. I have just brought her out when we started talking about sweet potato pie.
I'll get you.
So I have gotten Anastasia on my national talk show.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
He talked about doggone sweet potato pie. Wait a second. I got somebody here who is, 404-441, tell me your question. I know you're getting hungry. You're thinking about that sweet potato pie. Is this the Lookout Lady?
Hello, Tom. Hello, Anastasia.
Hi, how are you?
Is this the Lookout Lady?
Yes, I am doing fine.
Hey, listen, we're talking about side dishes and trying to talk about, you came from, the South, North Carolina. And it's too, all our grandparents, so they're getting up in age. They all want to, try to provide dinners. And there's 80 people, 100 people, some of the side dishes. But moreover, hey, check this out, Anastasia. not to go back in for that second dish like you would be encouraging me to do, Anastasia.
You honey, stop.
Look out, lady. Can you say what, how we can help our elders, you know, prepare for our Thanksgiving, and how can we have some side dishes that are, you know, healthier?
Well, my family, we did all the, you know, the usual things, like you said, the sweet potato pie. We all had, you know, we had, the, of course, all the cakes and pies. And me personally, I never liked sweet potato pie, so I never ate it. I never eat it. So, you know, what I always did, my mother always said I was different. My eating habits has always been different. You can just, you know, take, of course, help out in the house, in the home, but still have smaller portions of what you're eating for the holidays. You know, you don't have to pile your plate up so high where we can't even see it.
That's right.
Just have smaller portions.
So stop right there and start to say it again, because here's the thing. My father would say, don't give me no dog plate, you know.
But don't
mean,
some people overstuff.
Yeah, get a couple,
you know,
of a scoop, right?
You know, in your eyes, you bigger than your stomach, that kind of thing. But just don't overeat. I mean, just take it slow. Until you have small portions, and you can always go back for a second. You know, that's my motto. Just take it in small portions.
And activities that, as far as, you know, we were talking to Dana as far as kids and other, you know, relatives to assign them something that they feel a part of the
happy. Right.
All right.
Right.
One's
kids,
cleaning up,
one's
vacuuming, one's doing the dishes, one, hey, let's keep grandmama awake.
And sweep the floor.
But I also think the kids can also help out in the kitchen as far as, like, making cookies. You know, we used to also make Christmas cookies. Also, you know, anything that involves the kids being involved in the cooking, I think is good. I know in my household where, you know, I had two homes, so my stepmom, we would all make our own cookies and have put our names on the cookies, and that would be like our placemat where everyone sat at the table, wherever your name was on the cookie. And then
really?
We would make, like, marzipans. We would make marzipans, and we would make, you know, we had so much, like, pastries throughout the holidays, like with croissants and, you know, the sugar cookies, everybody could decorate their own. So that was a lot of fun, and that always involved the kids doing that.
That gives them a little activity and, you know, kind of get a little idea about,
like, they can
cooking
go and themselves. Yep. And that was always fun. But we'd make fudge. We would make ice cream jello.
You make fudge?
Yeah, not really. No, I don't like it. But those are some of the things that I helped to make when I was younger.
Wow. Well, thank you all so much for being on the show. We're coming around the corner. Yeah, we want to, you know, have a series of different things. But now, what other activities now? Guess what? Look out, lady. After they eat, how about having a little family walk around the block?
Oh, not only that. What about, you know, the old games we used to play, like Jack Stones, and remember Dodgeball, and remember, do you remember those games? We don't do that anymore, do we? We don't do that anymore.
Hey, how about a little Soul Train line? You know,
and a Soul Train line.
Oh, halfway there.
Yep, and a Soul Train line. Yep,
Soul
Train
line.
Always good. Yep. And if the weather's good, of course, go, everybody get their coats on. Let's go outside and walk that, what you've eaten, walk it off. And then go back and, you know, have board games, you know, Monopoly and checkers and those kind of things.
Speaking of somebody who's ready to
play outside,
Anastasia, she doesn't know anything about the sweet potatoes, but I got a 2-year-old who's looking to, you know, Trisha, if you're looking for somebody to help.
Huh?
As a Trisha, you
definitely got somebody over there, huh?
Organize.
Oh, wow.
Thank you all so much. And listen, Ann, we're going to be doing a couple more shows. Hope we're getting Brandy Bell. She was a little preoccupied today. But, you know, it's just the most important thing in Thanksgiving is about time to give thanks. It's about time for people to get together. Moreover, what I'm trying to tell you is when you're there with your grandparents, when you're there with your aunties, when you're there with your Anastasia, though, we have family members who are, you know, not feeling good.
That's right.
This is a time to talk to them about recipes. This is a time to talk to them about the history. This is a time that, you know, guess what, if they're not here next Thanksgiving, at least you have some sort of documentary. So Thanksgiving is about time to give thanks for
giving
the time of the people that you're with. And thank you so much.
That's it. Giving thanks.
And you know, and with that being said, my mini-me has told me time is up.
Oh, okay. All right. Time up. All right.
Love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, love, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. What's that? See? Who? I'm not through yet.